Matthew 24 and verse 1. And again it says, and Yeshua went out and departed from the temple. We talked about that last week. And his disciples came with him to show him the buildings, the structures of the temple, the house of God. Verse 2. And Yeshua said unto them, see you not all these things? Truly I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another, scattered, thrown down. What's going to be thrown down? What's going to be scattered? What's going to be ultimately destroyed? The temple of God. And we talked about it last week. This is a prophecy talking about the end time, talking about you. Talking about you. Why? What does that have to do with you? Because you are the temple of God. So it's telling us that there is going to be a shaking. Because another scripture calls you lightly so. All right, Peter talked about that. We went over that last week as well. All right. So what is this ultimately saying? Yeah, there's going to be a shaking. There's going to be a falling down. There's going to be a great falling away.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He's saying it right there. But folks, just this is the only thing. Well, Yeshua told us something amazing. God even told us before. He said, destroy this temple. And what did he say? And in 3 days, I will do what?
Raise it up.
I'm going to raise something up, meaning it must be. What did we just read? Not one on top of the other. And guess who's going to rebuild it? The carpenter himself.
Amen.
Yes. Yeshua. He says, I will raise it up again. This is another prelude, another prophecy regarding the end time, when there will be a great falling away. That's why the scriptures tell us a great falling away must come first. That must happen first. That's why scripture also tells us Elijah must come first. Why does Elijah come first? To what? To restore. To restore all things. And then what happens? After the restoration, or the he has raised it up again, what happens? Here comes Yeshua to grab his bones. Alright? So let's look here at some goodies here. Read that verse 3, everyone. Stop right there. Talked about that last week. Isn't it ironic that the very next words that are written about what he was just talking about, the end times, the destruction, right? The very next word is him returning. Because where is he supposed to return? The Mount of Olives. Note that it used the word, and he said that. Come on, man. Yeah, that's a picture of him returning after what? He has restored all things. After the temple has been restored. Alrighty? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Alright? Does anybody not see that? Alrighty? I pray that Yah gives us all ears to hear, eyes to see. Alrighty. Alrighty. And again, it's up to him. You know, it's not up to us, you know, to, I just don't see it. Sometimes you just can't. People just won't be able to see it because God doesn't want them to. I mean, you can see a lot of things clear as a bell. How many still don't understand Sabbath? All right? You see that clear as a bell, but you cannot for nothing, even though you have the scriptures right here and showing them, folks just don't get it. Is it? Why? Because he has not opened up their eyes and their ears to the truth. That's all there is to it. It's him. He has to do it. The Bible says he must open our heart, our eyes, to understand. All right? Going further, he says about the Mount of Olives. He says, tell us when will these things be and the sign of your coming and the end of the world. And Yeshua answered and said unto them, here we go. He says, what's this word? Take heed. Can somebody look up 991? The Greek number 991. Mm-hmm. Okay, good enough. He says, beware, take heed. All right, meaning this is important. All righty. Mary, I say a lot of things, but this I want you to take heed to. Pay attention. This is very, very important. And he says that no man do what? Deceive you. Again, continuing from last week, we're going to talk about deception and being deceived today. Alrighty. Let no man deceive you. He says, for many shall come. And again, I understand, I know it's difficult to see this now, you know, reading this, because he hasn't left yet. You know, so they're like, okay, many going to come in my, what are you talking about, Yeshua? But we know, we see it now because he's gone. He says, for many shall come in my name, saying that I am Christ, and shall do what? Deceive many. That's the Greek 4105. Alrighty. It also means to error. Alrighty. I'm going to give you just a few words regarding the Greek number 4105, which is deceive. Alrighty. It's also used for error or error. Alrighty. In the scripture as well. It says to deceive, or watch this now, to seduce. Can somebody break down seduce?
Make it plain.
Okay.
To draw someone. Wait, we've heard, we're all about the hand. We've heard of people seducing. I heard a woman say a little woman seduce this individual. You've heard, right? Right? This is him. So they start to row against him. It doesn't come their way. What do you have, man?
The car went to go astray.
Well, no, no. Yeah, but we're talking about right now. We're just talking about seducing. You're jumping into where I'm
sorry.
All right. That's all right. Huh? Yeah, very good. Yep. Ultimately, to get what they want. Oh, yes. Absolutely. You just made me remember. Because I forgot. You know, I was like, getting to those rabbit trails. My friend, thank you so much. They know what you like, which is why I was talking to my children about those. Child catcher, remember that? All right, because I want to talk to you guys about the child catcher. We saw that last week. I'm talking about the seduction and the word deceive. After I finish, please remind me. Okay, guys?
Okay.
All right. So the child catcher last week, remember that thing? And then people were laughing. Oh, please, thank you. And everything. We see the guy, here are kitties. Come on, get your lollipops. All of this beautiful, beautiful thing, which, like she just said, he knows what children like. The adversary knows what you like, and he is a child catcher, the children of God.
That's right.
The extra. Guys, we're looking at that like children. No, I was talking about a dog. See? But we're looking over the kids. And then you see the people, children, come back! Well, that's people trying to get you to come back to the Word of God.
Yes,
alright? No, don't just start going for every little oh, man, praise the music of that. Oh, the singers are so good. Oh, everything's just so lovely. Oh, they got this. No, it's more. You don't have church unless you got the drum and the music and everybody. That's not church. That's what people, if you're not having, doing that, you're not having church. I've heard people say that. Oh, y'all having church now? Because you got the music? Are you putting me on? But that, again, people have been deceived into thinking that's Christianity. Or another thing I've heard is that, that spirit feels. Why? Because you hear the people screaming and, you know, and all of this, all of this, and crying. All this. No, guys. You're not thinking the enemy can do all that. The Bible says he's going to come. God said, I'm going to send strong delusions that you'll believe lie. And then another scripture says he's going to give them things that their itchy ears want to hear. That picture was to show you guys, you know, this is the dog, man. We can get tricked up. We can get seduced into following a lie. Because it feels good to feed our flesh. So many people have gone left. I've been persuaded to go another route. Thinking it's Messiah. But ultimately, when you look at it, it's something in it that's feeding your flesh. If it's something feeding your flesh, God, more than likely is wrong. I'm just letting you know, because we are at war with our flesh. So if you're going and doing something that has something to do with flesh, run. Run, run as fast as you can. Alright?
God isn't necessarily into making you feel good temporarily. You know, like a drug. Drug is a temporary thing. Alright? It's temporary. And then you'll feel good for that moment. And then what happens? No way, then what are you going to do? I got to go get some more.
Yeah, it's
more to that. But God's word should be settled in our hearts, you know. So in case when things come our way, we can rely on it. It's not something you need to necessarily go and get a drug where you feel. But this word is, and even like the Bible says, it's not over there. It's not beyond the sea.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even in your heart.
Yeah.
All right, it's right here. All right, search the scriptures, learn, read. Like, you know, the scriptures said, be a Berean, study, look at the words. Like David said, thy law have hid in my heart, so I don't what? Yeah, it's right here. All right, it's right here. You might not be able to do it. What are you going to do when you like, okay, I got to go to church to get a refill? What are you going to do? This is funny, but it's true. What are you going to do when the day comes when you can't do that? What are you going to be lost? You will, oh, what am I doing with God? Oh, I can't, I got to get to church. I got to get to man, woman, it's right here. You are the temple. He's right here. Why do we not take him seriously when he says, I take him closer to my brother? Why do we not take him seriously when the scripture says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world? Why do we don't need a building? All right? Nobody's saying nothing about forsaking. All right, if you're hearing, oh, well, I don't need to go to church. It's just, guy, that's the devil telling you that. Okay, you're hearing the deceiver. Once again, trying to deceive you to seduce you, to pull you away. Guys, this is not a joke. This is serious business. So serious business. All right? So, yeah, people come up with something, oh, I'm not. The church didn't meet, so I don't need to go to church. Don't forsake, you know, the assembling yourselves together. What happened to that? You know? No. We're supposed, what happened to the Mikrah and the Moed? The Moed and the Mikrah, where we're supposed to assemble ourselves together. What happened? That. People want to try and find any excuse to hear that deceiver. And we did. First picture of the deceiver was Eve. Lie. Right? Remember that? Alright. First, let's look at this. Let's look at this.
I talk about it so much, so that's why I didn't want to really waste extra time trying to grab the scriptures. But you know the scripture in Isaiah where it says, I tell the end of a thing from the beginning. Isaiah 46. Keep this, Matthew 24. But someone go to Isaiah 46, verse 9 through 11. Ooh, I hope I don't burn your ears out today, but I want to get through a lot of this. Alrighty. Isaiah 46. Someone there? In verse 9 through 11.
Alright. He says to do what? Remember. Remember. Think back. Alright. Remember, re is always something to add. Alright. So, remember. What? The former thing. The old way places. Alright, remember that scripture? Alright? Those of the abused who destroyed the old way places. Those they were wasted. Destroyed. One not on top of each other. You getting it? Alright? What does it say again?
Remember the former things of the
uh-huh.
For I am God.
Mm-hmm.
And there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me.
Amen.
Declaring the end from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done.
Hallelujah.
Saying, my counsel shall stand.
His what?
Counsel.
Whatever he has established is going to stand.
Amen.
Period. And he's already put together his being. Alright, everything he's already set up from the beginning to be established. Your salvation was already set up from the beginning. The Lamb slain before the foundation of the world happened already before even made Adam and Eve. All right? This is everything has already been set up. We're running through the play. He's the great director and writer of this play. All right? And we are running through it. His play, his counsel, his judgment shall stand. Nothing is going to be able to alter it. So nothing is a surprise to God. A lot of us, because we're human beings, please don't forget where we are. All right? Human beings, we think, oh, well, you know, this can't be God. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right? Yes, it is. His plan. All right? His 7,000-year plan. Doesn't make sense to us because some of it is like weird. You know, and what does this possibly have to do with anything? Somehow, some way, guys, it does. Because like what he just read earlier, I am God. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Mm-hmm. My counsel shall stand. All right, continue, please, sir.
My counsel shall stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I will do all my pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a far country.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, I have spoken. I will also bring it to pass.
Mm-hmm.
I have purposed it. I will also do it.
Did you hear all that?
Mm-hmm.
He said it's for his pleasure. And guess what? Everything has purpose.
Amen.
You hear it? Everything has purpose. So these horrible things, this great falling away, guys, it's planned. It's purpose. All righty? All right? There was another word you were using. His pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the New Testament said. All things were made by him for him. God said nothing was made. Everything was made for his pleasure. All right. He's God. This is his. He's sovereign. All right. Is that it, sir? Okay. All right. So he says, I tell the end of a thing from the beginning. And we went through this before. We talked about John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. All right. Ultimately being the same Word. All right. God says, I tell the end from the beginning. And he is happy and love from Genesis the first verse. All right. Well, you guys know I could spend the whole day just talking about that. All right. So, again, going back to that, we also see the picture of the falling away. Right there in Genesis.
The great falling away is right there in Genesis. Live. And you see him, he says, and then you see him restoring things.
All right? And then you see him separating us from that place. All right? Catching away, if you will. All right? Transformation. All right? To be with him. All right? Where do you see that? In the very beginning, where there was darkness.
Amen.
And you, brothers and sisters, myself, we were all in that darkness. Alrighty, that's where we were. Alrighty, that's exactly where we were, but God. Alrighty, but like John said, in the beginning was the Word. Hallelujah. Alrighty, that Word that came forth was let there in that darkness be light. Again, light represents life. Light represents
love
and justice. Life, trust, truth, all of that, all represents him. Alright? So he said, in that darkness, do what? Let there, where? There be light. And that's when he shined his light in us while we were yet
sinners.
Used to be called children of the night. Alright? That's where we used to be. But then he changed us. Because we heard that word. We heard his voice. Alright? I'm stepping all over my scriptures. But we heard that voice. Yeshua said something in the New Testament. He said, why don't you hear my speech? Because you can't hear my words. Because you're not one of mine. Alright? But his sheep hear his voice. Remember him saying that? And when we were yet in darkness, we heard that voice say, let there be light. And something happened in us.
Hallelujah.
While we were yet still children. And then what happened? We began to hear that word. And we began to. Which ultimately does what? Causes a separation.
Amen.
From that. We began to walk up in the darkness, look at us and could not comprehend. That's why it says, but the darkness comprehended it not. Exactly.
because it can't hear the word of God. All right? And ultimately, what did he do? He called us by a different name. All right?
Day. Hello, day.
Right. We call the light day.
Right? Right.
In the darkness, could be a good night.
Amen.
And then God said something else. What did he do? He said, then he divided it. You see? How, brother, more, how can he divide something if it's already separated? So what does that tell us? That light and darkness was fused together.
Amen.
You can't divide unless it's together. This side and this side is divided right now. But if we bring all the chairs together into all one, now I can start dividing. Alright, so once again, yeah, the great falling away is already there. Like he just read, you know, I tell the end of the thing from the beginning. That's why I'm talking about this. Because God is telling the end of the thing all the way from the beginning. Alright, I believe it is, what's the guy's name? David's son.
Solomon.
I think it was him who said there's nothing new under the sun.
Everything
that has been done will be done again.
Yeah.
It's all there. All right. I tell the end of a thing from the beginning.
Another scripture regarding that. Yeah, there it is. Ecclesiastes 1:9. If you're taking notes, I'm not going to go there. You can read it on your own time. Also Ecclesiastes 3:15. All righty. Both of those ultimately are saying the same thing. The thing that has been shall be done again. All of that. All right?
Messiah told us again, you know, Elijah has come, but he's also coming. All right? It's a repeating cycle. All right? You have the first Adam coming, and then you have the second Adam coming. The first Adam had a bride. The second Adam has a bride. All right? The first Adam's bride came out of his, something going on with his rib on his side. Same thing with that. Here's the disciple. Got that book. Same thing, all right? So let's look at some more things while I still have a little bit of time, all right? Because I have so much here. All right, going back to Matthew 24.
First off, before I get there, do we all understand that seeing the end time in Genesis, when he says, you know, the darkness and the light separating the light, we all see that's a picture of the end time. All right? Anybody not quite clear on it? It's okay. That's why we're here. All right? Okay. All right.
Baruch Hashem.
All right. Type and shadows, guys. Types and shadows. All righty. Continuing on. Matthew chapter 24. He says, many, in verse 5, he says, many shall come in my name, saying that I am Christ, and shall, here it is again, do what? Deceive many.
Just going to say it out a little bit. I want to make sure that we all understand this. This is telling us that preachers, prophets, evangelists, anybody, everybody, all right? It can be anybody and everybody. They're going to come, all right?
Alright, anyone can put on a cloak of a sheep. Alright? And then, but note what Yeshua said. He says, many are going to come in my name. Alright? Saying that he is Christ. Again, please don't believe that's talking about people are going to come saying that they are Jesus. Alright? But you guys know better than that. Wrong. He's talking about they're going to actually say that Yeshua is, he is the Son of God. He is Jesus, yes. I believe in Jesus, yes. And because they believe, you're going to have him preach. You know? Oh, Jesus, oh yes, he's a wonderful Savior, all of it, yes. But then they're going to bring in some deception. Alright? So a little seed. Alright? That's, again, what is that? Yeshua said the kingdom of God is like a man that sowed some seeds. Remember that? And then it said what? The enemy came in and sowed some of his seeds right there in his garden. Alright? So what do you have? You have the same Genesis again. The good and the bad are right there. Alright? You have the same thing. You have the picture with Adam and Eve. And then here comes the serpent. Sowing seeds. Putting that seed in Eve's mind. Making sense a little bit?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Exactly. Yep.
And how did he come? He came talking about the word of God. All right? Yep, the same thing that the serpent did with Yeshua. Remember when he tried to tempt him? Same thing. He came with the word of God. So, got to watch it, guys. Be Bereans. Study to show thyself approved. Do what Paul said. Use the scripture for instruction and righteousness. All righty? Reproof and all the above. Make sure it's there. Does that? Yeah, okay. All right. But you cannot find somewhere, anywhere in the scripture where he says, get rid of the Sabbath. Get rid of the feast days. All right? You don't see that. You don't see the scripture saying his law is done away with. Now, how many of us have ever heard people preach that the law is done away with? If you've ever been a Christian, you've heard that. All right? Yes, absolutely. That is a contradiction. In another word, that is called antichrist. Why? Because it's against, it's anti what Christ said.
Right.
Some don't think. And we take that literally. We don't think. There's some more to that scripture. He says, don't think that I'm coming to away with the law. Now, if he said, don't think I'm coming to do away with the law, why do we think he can't do away with the law? Why? What in the world?
Deduction. All of this, man. Just give us something we want here. Yeah, I do like those shrimp things.
Yeah,
he did do away with
that. Yeah, he did away with that. Yeah, yeah, we can eat what we want to eat. Yeah, yeah.
I hear that on Saturday bed.
Yeah, that is any day. It's in my heart where my Sabbath is. It's true.
He knows my heart and he knows what to do.
Now, my question is, yeah, he knows your heart. So, why would he get ready to wipe out Israel again with the golden calf? Because their heart was like, what did the scripture say? Tomorrow we're celebrating the Lord. He said, tomorrow's the feast of Yahweh. He did not say the veil. He did not say to rob or anything else. He said, tomorrow with the golden calf, guys, we're going to worship the Lord. Everybody's like, yay!
And God, at that exact same time, got there giving them the Ten Commandments. And God says, leave me. Your people that you bring out, I'm getting ready to wipe them out. Start all over with you.
And get this concept. They're praising God in the camp, right? And all the time, they kept moving God. God is ready to wipe them all out. Oh my God. How many times have we done that? When God wants to wipe us out because we're bringing this filth that was dedicated to demons and trying to say, this is for you, God. We love you and adore you and take this tree. How many times have we wanted to just wax hot and cold, but we had an intercession? Stand in the gap. Remember the blood. Yeah. Pay for. That's why he said, you know what? Hey, I got it. That's what Revelation says. He's the last slain before the foundation of the world. That's what. He got to do that before he even make anything. He's got to make those. Do that lamb. The atoning blood has to be done before he even made the world. That has to, man, because everything is filled.
Right. Why? Because he gives us this thing called free will, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we think, oh, we'll do it. No, he won't. You know, and that's what I love about it. That's what's so awful about it. Yeah, I'm going to a little radical. That's what's so awful about God. He gave us that.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us the choice. He gave us the choice. And what if we choose to make a difference? We all did, because we're in Adam and Eve.
Yes.
That's our mother and father ultimately for the whole mankind. By another way, there's only one race, human race.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever social vote, that's where I am. I know there's only one. There are no, I've never made races. There's no thing about races in the Bible. Some people teach that scripture about Miriam and Moses that they got Aaron and Mary got upset with Moses because they said he married that black Ethiopian woman. He's a black, but the Ethiopian woman be automatically. You say Ethiopian, yeah, so black, right? And they said, oh yeah, see, he married that Ethiopian woman, and they got upset. That's why they are mad because he got married this black woman. Because Moses white man.
Oh my God, man, really? For real? That was this, you see how, look guys, that's another seduction.
Yes.
Why? Because it's doing something for your flesh. God is not looking at no flesh. He's not looking on your outward.
Exactly.
Man, no. He's looking what's on the inside, who you are. Are you seriously saying that that's why the book? No, Mary and Aaron got upset because they were of a different religion, all right? Not because they were black or white or anything like that. They weren't people of God, all right? They were from Moab, all right? They were following the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all right? So to bring one into that fold is wrong. That's not, but then God is showing a beautiful thing about whosoever we. Alright? Wait, are you kidding me? What about Ruth?
Yes.
Isn't that the timeline? The mother, all the women, great, whatever, grandmother of Jesus and stuff?
Yeah.
And David and all that. Huh? Wait a minute now. Hold it. You see? Exactly. It goes on and on. Alright? God is showing his beautiful fashion of whosoever we. That's why, guys, brace yourself. I'll open the door so you can run out of here quicker. All right, brace yourself. There's no such thing as a Jewish race. Folks can believe that. Oh, I'm Jewish. So am I. And you are. Isn't it funny, though? I challenge you. Talk to a Jewish person that says they are Jewish.
You, my great grandmother,
what Jewish, you know, go there. Alright, I challenge you, tell someone, you know, that's a belief in Jesus, alright? Make the act, tell them that you're Jewish, alright? And you have, you know, no matter what you are, Puerto Rican or whatever you are, okay? And one thing, well, let your skin be white. And then you ask them, you say that, tell them, why? Because it's not about this.
Yep.
Bible tells you, a Jew, listen closely. This is, again, seduction, trickery that the enemy uses. The Bible says a Jew is not a Jew outwardly.
Yep, yes. That's right.
You can copy that?
Yes.
A Jew is a Jew
inwardly. Yes.
And your heart has been circumcised. Again, you are not a child of Abraham, alright? You are not a part of the family of Israel unless you have, number one, Messiah. What did Paul say? All that are Israel are not Israel. Hello? Alright? Why do you think the scriptures talk about in Revelation? I know I don't know if you say it's fashion, you know, of those who say they are what? Yahudim, Jews, but are not. They are actually of the church of Satan.
Right.
What is that? Again, that word, again, people, please, I go another rabbit hole. My God. I gotta remember this, we're working about five whole meat now. Alright. I hope somebody's keeping, you know, tally on where I gotta go back to. But anyway, that whole thing, you know, I have to keep repeating this because I have to get in. That whole thing represents Yahuda, all right? What does Yahuda mean? What does Judah mean?
Praise Yahweh.
Praise ye the Lord, all right? Yahuda, you know, that's why Leah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Leah?
Yes.
She gave birth to Judah. She said, after this, she said, I'm going to call him Yahuda. Why? Because now I will praise the Lord. Yahuda, all right? You're going to praise ye the Lord, all right? So I'm going to call his name what?
Yahuda.
Therefore, Yahudi is a Yah praiser.
Hello.
You got me? So if you are a Jew, which is the word for Yahudi, all right, which means Yah praiser, all right? Yah is saying in Revelation, not outward, he's talking about what's going on in your inside. I know the lie of those who say they are Yah praiser,
right,
but really are not. They are actually of the synagogue or the church of Satan. Now again, the deceiver put that word synagogue in there to make you think Jew.
Right.
You see that?
Yep.
Because you only associate synagogue with
yep.
He's slick. He's doing his job. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do. He's very good. He's very good. And please don't think he had his own mind to do this.
No.
Please, God, I know you whom, you know.
Yes.
You know, hold on. He did not, Satan, no. He did not create himself, God. All right? God is just what he wants him to do.
Amen.
Nothing surprises God. He's not going to open his mouth. I got to come up with another plan. Because that Satan, I'll tell you what, he did something I wasn't expecting. What am I going to do? And I'm supposed to be the all-knowing God.
Wow. What now?
Come on, guys. Y'all know, all right? He already knew about sin for 10 years before there was ever sin.
Yes.
Do we not remember the scripture I just was talking about? Yeshua was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Why? Because God already knew. I'm going to have a remedy for what I'm getting ready to do right now. Now, going back to my rabbit hole, all right? One of my previous ones.
Yes.
All right? Which is, I lost it that quick. It'll come back. That's like four back. I was trying to get back to that first rabbit hole I popped out of. All right, it'll come back to me. But again, that scripture, matter of fact, in James, I have all these scriptures here. Just going with it. James, a lot of you should know this already.
Yes.
He said, when someone that is raggedy, I'm just paraphrasing, don't have money to afford, and he comes to your assembly. You know, I remember hearing that scripture.
Yes.
He says, don't put them all the way to that house. You know, treat them just like you would. You know, but no, that word. He said, come to your assembly. But he's saying that, who is he talking to? He's talking to us, right? So when he said assembly, what is he talking about? Your assembly is what they call it, church. What is that?
Church.
Right? Guess what the word assembly is? The same Greek word, because I talked about it before. The same Greek word for synagogue. Now, why do they use synagogue? Because that would mess up the Greeks. Because, you know, that whole Western theology, right? Because Western mindset, well, wait a minute, we don't have synagogues. You see, we have churches or assemblies. So that word will fit for us. But because if you make a synagogue, that's going to make it seem like we have something in common. We do. See, so again, they want to separate Satan. He's slick. He's very slick. And look the word up for yourself. All right? That word for synagogue is the same word used that James uses for assembly. It's the exact same word, but stop one. Decided to write assembly instead of synagogue. See, now it makes sense because when you read that scripture in Revelation, all right, it says, I know those that are with you that say they are Jews, but are not. See, number one, think about what this is. So if Revelation is talking to the church, you're all right. He's saying there are some in the church that say they are Yah raisers. You get to that? But really are not. But they are of the synagogue of Satan, all right? The church of Satan, which is the opposite of God. They will bring in deception. You see?
Here, watch this. You're going to see one right here. Go to, we are, woo, so much that I have to give. All right, go to Revelation, please. Yes, keep that Matthew, because we got a lot, we got to do that whole thing. Go to Revelation. I need one of those big giant things that I can have all my stuff. This is like hard to. I have it like all. No, I'm good. All right, go to Revelation. I'm going to give it to you in a second here. I just want to find my next one. All right. Revelation chapter 2. First, go to James 2 and 2. Here. So I can give you this now. All right, James 2 and 2. That's what I was just talking about. You see it? Everybody see that? So that you know I'm not making it up. All right? Somebody with one of those touch things, touch that word assembly. There you are. All right? And did you happen to know the number? Say it loud, one person.
4864. There you are. All right. And when you check that, you're going to see that that word is actually synagogue. It's the same word used in Revelation. All right. Revelation 2 in verse 9, please. You see that?
So what it's talking about is not talking about a Jewish place. It's talking about the church. Are you grabbing that?
Amen.
See, but that makes it sound different when you say assembly in one location. They never refer to the church as a synagogue. You see that? They only refer to the Jews. You see that? To trick you up, man. Alright? It's not going to come from those folks who don't know Yeshua. It's going to come from those folks who pretend that they know Yeshua.
Amen.
Alright? It's not going to come from out there. It's going to come from the household. Right in there. Where did I ask you?
Revelation 2:2.
What does that say? Someone?
2 and 9.
It was James 2 or 2.
I know thy works, tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich.
Mm.
I know the blasphemy of them.
He did say blasphemy. Okay. Go ahead.
Which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogues of Satan.
Hello.
Did you hear that? That is not talking about people who say that they're born a Jew. Alright? That's talking about Yahweh. Alright? Folks that say, oh, I praise Lord, because if you praise Yah, if you're Yah praise, you can be Yah said.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But those who say, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, eat a pig. Oh, hallelujah, thank you, it's okay. Yeah, day is any day. See, that's the season. The same word used for assembly and who gets in the church. Yep.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Synagogue. Yep. That's the exact same word. Why did they make that one assembly? You know. You know the reason why. For deception.
For deception.
Yeah. To make it seem like, oh, this is not the church they're talking about. They're talking about in Revelation. They're talking about the Jewish place. The synagogues. No. He's talking about the church. All right? All right? And you're going to see it. I'm going to prove a lot to you. All right. Continuing on. Jump down. The same thing that happens again in Revelation chapter 3, verse 9. Now, I love this, but check this out. Watch what this says. Revelation 3 and 9. Somebody with a trumpet voice?
Behold, I will make them of the synagogue
listen,
of Satan.
Listen to this. What?
Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan.
What about?
Which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie.
Oh, come on.
Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet. And to know that I have loved thee.
See that? See that? Now, again, I'm not picking on folks, because I know when Yah started giving me and showing me, hey, you know what? I didn't do away with my law, my Sabbath, and everything. It's still in full effect. Guess what? Folks said, did you even know Jesus in the end of the day? I didn't say that about this. You see that? But that's what they immediately put on me. All right? What does that mean? What did she just read? I'm going to cause those same folks that talk about you and all of that, I'm going to make them ultimately what? Come from worshiping your kingdom. Now they're not worshiping you. Alright? Alright? And then they're going to find out what? That I did love you. Did you see that? You see? Now they're in their mind because I don't think I don't love them. Alright? But folks will say, oh no, that's it. They are. Man, you were about to pop back there. That's the whole thing, Mary. Absolutely. That's the whole thing. But ultimately, that's saying you're not with God. That's not God. You see? No, no, no. I don't say that that's not God. Because God has people everywhere in all kinds of things. He wants his people. He says, come out from among them, who? My people. God, that's the darkness. Once again, we are in the darkness. And then what happens? Come out from among them, my people. What did he say? Let there be light. And get this. What is light? Thy law is light. So what's going to pull us out of it? Woo! It's going to be Jesus' Torah. Hallelujah. Are you seeing that? That's what's going to pull us out. And I have proof of that too. Don't forget what I just said. All right?
You're going to see that scripture too. All righty. Now, there we go. Let's go to, go ahead and did you read, what else did you read there?
Okay, go ahead, jump to Revelation chapter 2, verse... What did I write here? Verse 20, Revelation chapter 2, verse 20 and through 22.
Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because I suffered that woman Jezebel.
Oh!
Stop right there. Oh, Lord. Let everybody get to that scene with their own mind.
All right, everybody there? All right, let's see with your own eyes. But what does it say again, please, Ray?
Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee.
Now, he's talking to those churches.
Amen.
Note again, when he was talking about the synagogue of faith, what? He was talking to the churches.
Amen.
You see, it's going to be in the church. Not out there. All right, keep going.
Because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel.
You allow that woman what?
Jezebel.
Woo! What about this Jezebel? Lipstick wearing. Hot clothes wearing. Revealing everything. Looking off the duck with her hair all beautiful. And makeup off. Isn't
that what I'm saying?
Again, a deception for making you see the truth. You see that? Again, man, listen, when the scripture says our fathers inherit the blind, that's true. Because preachers aren't doing nothing but regurgitating what they had already heard.
That's right.
Growing up, this is all like, Jezebel. Because what do they call Jezebel? Because they would come in and rub all the over some guy and take that woman, that man from that other woman. Isn't that like what they say?
Jezebel spirit.
Right? Isn't that? Because she'll come in and she's, well, she's all pretty. She's all pretty. It's Jezebel. You don't even know her, man. She's pretty. Everybody else is ugly. So that must be Jezebel.
I don't like it. I know, right? Why? Because they No, guys. That's not what Jezebel is. Read scripture. Start over, please.
Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess.
Now, did you hear that?
Y'all allow that woman Jezebel to prophesy, to preach. All right? You allow her to preach. All right? Now, what is that? It's not a woman. This is not talking about a being. All right? This is a spirit. All right? Now, think about it. What did Jezebel do? She protected
idolatry.
Remember that? She would protect the people and she wanted the promise of God. You see that? You see? That's the spirit of Jezebel, because she's going to come in bringing what?
Watch what it says. Read on, please.
Which calls herself a prophet to teach.
Look at that. Keep going.
And to seduce my servant.
Oh.
To commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols.
Oh.
21.
Go ahead.
And I gave her faith to repent of her fornication.
Uh-huh.
And she repented not.
Oh.
22. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation.
Hallelujah.
Except they repent of their deeds.
What's that last part?
Except they repent.
I gotta sit down. Did you hear the compassionate one?
Yes.
Did you hear the merciful one?
Yes.
Even in all of that, he even given Jezebel, the false teacher, an opportunity to repent. You hear it?
Yes.
Even when we get caught up in that mess, what else does he say? I'm still going to give you an opportunity to repent. Wow! Again, he's giving you. Now think about this. How many people have they seduced and caused to go into error? Think about that. Yet he's still going to let you come back.
Hallelujah.
He didn't say, okay, just because you come back, I'm bringing everybody else. No. They're going to have to repent.
Hallelujah.
But even though you did all that mess,
murdering the people,
never on it, and still let it pop.
God is incredible. His depth is love, man. I learned so talking to somebody, I just got all kinds of amazing knowledge from. And they were talking about God, the height of God's loveness. And I started just going, boop! And I'm like, whoa, that scripture says the depth and the width and the height of God. And what's that? And the breadth of God's love, right? Right? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
When I'm thinking about the depth of God's love, we think about love like, okay, it's made pretty to the surface. Because there's nothing wrong.
Yep.
There's something wrong. I dare you to commit adultery. Now, he just said fornication and adultery. He said adultery. But yeah, he's willing to take you back.
Yes.
Let that happen. Jealous? I won't have. Glory have. I want the house. I want it. You got it. I mean, no. But look at what God. Look at what God said. He says, be sealed. I'm going to let you come back.
Yep.
I was thinking about the death.
God's love.
Think about it. Not just the surface, his death, the depth of his love. Man, we cannot reach it.
We can't.
We can get lower and then lower, and we have no clue how deep God's love is. And what did he do? He turned around and took it up. That's amazing.
Man.
That's divine love. That's divine love. And get this. See, this goes, God help me. This goes back to the dentist. Guys, think about it. If that never happened with Adam and Eve, you would never know God's love. So I'm going to say that for a moment. Because I'm not sure we're getting that. All right? If that had not been for Adam and Eve's sin, Satan coming in there, you would never know the love of God. You would only know God as if you never, because we, if we never allowed that free will, you would never know his love. Think about it, you would never know that side of the what, because you would never have to reveal that side because you're a robot. You don't do anything wrong. Does that make sense? You get what I'm saying? Right? You know, how do you know what's down the left street if you've never been that way? You've only been going to the right. You know, you don't know, you didn't even know there was one on the left. You would never have known God's love. I'm thankful. I kind of see glory in his infirmity.
It is infirmity.
Yeah. You get to know God. No, I'm talking to faith, guys. I'm not telling you to go and know. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying your life shows the depth of God.
Yes.
Even the way you are, the way I am.
Yes.
Where I came from, and how he still loves me. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying, oh, wow, you know, I'm going to glory my infirmity. Let me go to the club. No. That's not, again, you're being seduced by the devil telling you. I'm not telling you that. Satan is, you've got too much to say to you. Jesus, you know, change your dance partner. You're listening to the wrong person.
Amen.
No. If God never allowed that to happen, then never know.
Yes.
Why would Christ need to go in?
Because
you see it? You grab a hold? Because we never, they never sinned. We never. So there will be no need for him to, for God so loved the world that he gave it. See that? We never have known that. But because his depth is so deep, he's allowed us to go that deep, you know, to see that part inside of him because of our guilt. God is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Who can know his mind?
Absolutely.
Wow. It's amazing. All right, let's go back a little bit. What were you reading?
That was Revelation chapter 2, verses 20.
About Jezebel?
Yes.
Okay, give me Jezebel, and you allow her to speak, and then something.
Okay.
You allow her.
Because thou sufferest the woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophet, to teach and to seduce.
What's that word? No, that last S word.
Seduce.
Anybody got an idea what that word is?
Yeah.
What is
it?
It's the what? What's the number?
4105.
4105. It's the same word. You see that? For deception and error. You see? So what is that saying? This person is going to be a deceiver.
Yes.
See, but to just, you know, but they're going to call you deceived. What does that mean, deceived? Because you're going to be going the right way, but they're going to deceive you into going another way.
Yeah.
You see that?
And come on now.
And exactly, it's going to be in the church.
Yeah.
You see?
I need to share this. You started in chapter 24 of Matthew, saying, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
Absolutely.
And whenever I heard the scripture, it says, a blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So many of us, because that banner is over there.
Exactly. We've got that sheep clothes on.
So, but then over in Matthew 10, he says, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I need to always ponder over that scripture. Be wise as serpents.
Think like this.
Think like this.
How would they come?
He wants us to know.
Exactly.
So we won't be.
Exactly.
But you can only know by knowing.
Exactly. You're gonna find out. You're absolutely right. Wait, watch what happens here. Watch what happens here. Again, that scripture again is saying, be harmless as doves. Be wise as serpents. Again, I tell you to think like them. How would they come at you? How would they try to do it? Yeah, think like your enemy. Think like your adversary. But not being your adversary.
Right.
But just think how they will try to come. First thing they're going to always try to do, I've always told you, is try to get your flesh. What sleeps is your flesh? Right back to Genesis, you'll see what he did with Eve.
Yeah.
All right, so everything's repeat. Everything's repeat. Go back to that. So, to seduce
my servants. To commit fornication.
Now, again, we're all thinking, you know, of course, the people that are here don't, because we've talked this many times. Scripture is not always talking about fornication as a sexual act. It's not always talking about adultery as a man and a married man or a married woman doing something else. That's talking about God. Fornication, guys, is also when you go messing around with other demons, things, other gods, things.
Yeah.
Like when we were doing Christmas, that's fornication. Alright? That's fornication. That's adultery. Alright? When we're doing Easter, alright? That's fornication. That's adultery. Alright? We're saying God, but it's actually, this is rooted in that demon. That's why the Bible says we sacrifice the demons unawares. Even the New Testament says that. All right, we're not supposed to be doing that now. I always say, look at the root. Where does it come from? See, but the adversary, what does he want you to do? No, don't do those things. Did you notice that? No, that's a shadow thing. No, that's done away with. We don't have to do those. Eat Passover and tabernacles and all that. No, what do they want you to do though? Easter and Christmas, God bring the All Saints thing. See, all that's rooted in demons. See that? And listen now, where is that clock?
In the church.
You see it? You see what's going on? That's Jezebel. Alright? That's the spirit of the Antichrist. Alright, let's look. Let's look here. Alrighty. A half hour. Are you putting me on? Alrighty. Please go to, ay, 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 I'm trying to truncate. Okay. All right, go to Ephesians. Yes, go to Ephesians, please. I love that. Didn't you see that scripture? To, you know, allow her to teach. You see? Yeah. Because they're going to teach you to go in all error. In error. Continuing on here, it says, while you're looking for Ephesians chapter 2, more about that word deceive. To deceive or to seduce. Listen closely. To cause to wonder. Did you hear that? Cause to wonder. What's the next? To ultimately do what? Lead you astray. Another one. To lead you astray from the truth. From, watch this, safety. Isn't that interesting? They put the word safety. You know?
doesn't the scripture say something about him abiding under the shadow of the Lord, under the shadow of his wings, something about safety and all that? It says also, to deceive 4:105, it means to error out of the way. To lead into error and sin. There it comes, to fall away, to be severed from the truth. Another one that I saw was to, like, divorce. And that makes perfect sense. Because you are divorcing yourself from him. Yep. Yep. Let's look at, where did I say, Ephesians? Ephesians chapter 2. Can someone read that? Verse 1 through 7. Be ready for me to stop you. Mm-hmm.
Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world,
mm-hmm.
according to the prince of the power of the air.
That's when we were in, darkness. Yep. Children of the darkness. Yep. Right. Night.
The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Hold. Did you hear that? Did you hear what he just said? All of that is built when we were on the left side in the darkness. Note what it said. The spirit that what?
Now!
Not in the future! That even now working. What is that telling us? It was already working back then. You can see that this is the spirit. See, folks looking for this man to pop up as an antichrist. Well, that's the antichrist. Guys, I'm jumping ahead because I'm hoping we're able to get on the show. See your own eyes. Antichrist is not talking about necessarily a man. Don't you know that you are called the body of Christ?
That's right.
That's one body. But again, many members.
Amen.
So the spirit of Antichrist is going to have many members too. It's not really weird. Alright. Let's go back to A, B, C. Because it's a little too much, right? But think about this, man. But seriously, if you go back to Adam and Eve, when Yah talked about that serpent, and he talked to them, he said, his seed is going to bruise your heel. But your seed is going to crush your head. Note what it said. Your seed, Eve, is going to crush his head. Alright? The serpent's head, right?
Right.
But his seed is going to what? Bruise
your
heel. Right? So what is that? Again, I talk about this all the time. To have a head, you must have a
body.
So we're talking about a body. Mm-hmm. Well, the serpent, right? Mm-hmm. And then the other one is about Eve, right? Talking about your feet, which is a picture of who?
Christ.
Right? So this is going to do what? You can't bruise a heel unless it's a tattoo of a leg.
Yes,
you can't have a leg unless it has a body, right? So these are two bodies, these two people. Which goes back to Yeshua talking about two fathers. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. So again, we are the body of Christ. So there must be some other people that are bodies of
mm-hmm.
has to be. And where are they going to be?
Right there in the church.
Yeah.
Right there in the church. Not the world. It's going to be right here. Right. And how are we going to crush his head?
With the word of God.
You're going to see it. You're going to see what happens. Because ultimately, who did crush it?
Yeah, absolutely. The word of God. And who is the word of God? Yeshua, the Torah personified. It's the word of God, man. Yeah, it can get a little wild. All right. It can get a little wild. All right. It's like this. It popped in my head. I was driving. His word goes like this. But it popped in my mind as I was thinking about it. It's like a map. When you find a map, you find a starting point, don't you?
Yeah.
And then you start a goal.
Yeah.
Now that map is not going to take you a straight line.
No, that's right.
It's going to start off straight, probably. Then guess what you're going to do? Turn left.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're going to go this way. You're going to feel like you might be going out of the direction. But then you're going to get back on track, which is, I see how it's taking you. But ultimately, his goal is to get you.
That's how the word of God works.
That's good.
It may have you turn left. Some of us might have to go way wrong. But guess what? It's all in your map.
Yes. Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Yes.
It goes like that, but it's the design is to get you there. And that's why he says, I'm the author. There you go. All right. He's the olive and the top. All right. I love Anne.
Stand up real quick. I love Anne. Like, Anne is just something else, all right, because of this. You got to start, and you got to finish. But you got to have that vow, that and. You remember the olive and the top, the first and the last. All right, the beginning and the end, the author and finisher. All right, because you can just have an author, and finish. But what book? Did you finish? Where did it go? You need the and, because the and is going to do this. It's going to bring them together. Now you see this now. We're one group.
Yeah.
This is the book. You don't know. Yeah. I hope that makes sense to you. Because you can have a whole bunch of A and D, but you know, who is the one bringing them together? You can have start and finish, but who is the one bringing them together?
That Yahshua.
All right. Anyway, keep going back to this. Hello,
Paul is including himself. Keep going, because we all want children of darkness. Keep going.
In times past,
come on.
In the lusts of our flesh,
yes.
Fulfilling the desires.
Remember, we're talking about
flesh.
Everything's going to be awfully about the flesh. Continue.
And of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Verse 4. But God. Who is rich in mercy?
Yes.
My God, ladies,
for
his
great love, wherewith he loved us, even while we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ.
Hallelujah.
By grace you are saved.
Hallelujah.
And has raised us up together and made us fit together in heavenly places.
Hallelujah.
Christ Jesus, verse 7, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us.
That's what we talked about, that depth of God we could never understand. All right? His love is amazing. Hallelujah. All right. Can I have another reader? We're going to jump to, let's see. Watch this. Go to Acts, please. Yeah. Go to Acts. Acts chapter 21. Yes. See, there is so much, guys. Oh my goodness. It's so hard. Oh my Lord. God help. Alrighty. Acts chapter 21, are we there?
Yeah.
Alright, someone read verse 21.
Are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses.
Hallelujah. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
All right. Did you hear that? They're talking about Paul. This is what people say. Paul, what's going on, brother? We're hearing all this mess coming that you're teaching error. What is this? What are you teaching people? And note what they said. We heard that you were teaching these people to what?
Forsake
who?
Moses.
Now, what is that referring to? Now, guess what? That word forsake? All right. Somebody look it up.
It's six. No, no, it's not. It's
646.
Yeah, 646. Oh, gotcha. 646 in your strong Greek concordance.
Reflection from truth.
Hello, listen closely. Listen to what he said. Come on, bro. Hold on. Go ahead, man. Falling away. Hello.
Now listen, think about Paul. Paul, we're hearing that you're teaching people to fall away from the Lord. You hear that? Right? Now watch. What else?
Saying that they...
Forsake. No. Just the definitions. To forsake. Mm-hmm. Do you see that one word? Do you guys have the one that says divorce? You see it?
It's in there.
Look at the word. Yeah, when you dig up the word, when you go into the root and all of that, you're going to see it's tied to being divorced.
See that? You got it now? Right. You see that? It's all in us to what? To be divorced from God. See, when we separate ourselves from God's Torah, we all believe divorce it. Remember the Kuba when we came out of Egypt? And that was like a marriage. All the Lord says we will do.
Yes.
That's what He gave us, the Torah. Yes. But then if we don't, guess what? Divorce. All right.
Look what happens here. Watch this. Go to. Oh, it's over here. Go to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. That word, 646, that word, forsake, all that, it also means a defection from the truth. You see that? And what is truth? Thy law is the truth. You see? And you see what they were just telling Paul? You're telling people to go away from the law. See? Okay, keep going. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Can I have a reader for that? You're going to start at verse 1. All the way to 8, but we need a fast reader because my time is running out. Listen closely. He says, "We beseech you, brother." Come on.
By gathering together unto him, that he be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, and from us, as that day, the day of Christ, is at hand.
All right, the day of Christ and the day of the Lord, all that is the same thing. All right. But a lot of people say other things because they want to make up. Maybe some people want a three-time rapture, a two-time rapture. Folks, I've heard a lot throughout the time. So they want to justify, so they like to separate things. But no. He's coming once already.
That's it.
So again, read that part again.
Don't be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand.
Alright, do we hear what Paul is writing here? Alright? Don't be so quick. Even if you get a letter, which is what you're reading right now, he got letters that were sent to people. Alright? And then the church gathered them and wrote them all in a canon. Alright? These were letters written to individuals. All right, that they compile, which you get your Bible. All right, but anyway, keep going.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
Let no man do what?
Deceive.
What's that word again?
Deceive.
Keep going.
For that day shall not come.
Listen.
Because he shall come away first.
Pause. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Falling away.
The day of the Lord can't come. Unless there's a what?
Falling away first.
Very important.
And by the way, this is that word falling away. 6:4-6.
The one we just read about Paul. Guess what? It only appears twice. Enough, that's the second time. Alright. First time it appears there, and then next time when he's talking to, when the disciples are telling Paul, are you teaching people to turn away from the law? Very interesting, right? Alright. So that falling away is going to get associated with people falling away from the Torah, falling away from God's law,
which is where we are today.
Again, going back to the Maccabees, guys, they were still at work. That's why I said that spirit already working. Alright? Trying to get people to fall away. Absolutely. Alright. But what did he say? There must be a falling away first, all right, before Messiah comes. Why must there be a falling away first? Anybody got an idea?
For the Antichrist to come, he has to have a whole lot of followers.
The Antichrist is already here. The spirit of Antichrist is working in his people in the church.
All right? Not out there in the world. I'm going to show it to you, all right? We're not going to leave until I bring it up. So, you know, and Glenn Bass and all these other people that interrupted. There must be a falling away first. Why must there be a falling away first? It goes right back to Genesis 1:1. Darkness. Then light. Then God has let there be light. Why does it have to be that first? Because the Bible tells us the spirit of Elijah must come first. You see? What does Elijah do? Restore. You see? Why do you need to restore? Because of the darkness. Because of the mess. You see? Exactly. Don't fall him away. You can't send Elijah because there's no fall away. Right, there must be a fall away first, or darkness. Then here comes Elijah, restore things. Now here comes Messiah.
Amen.
For his house.
Amen.
All right, his temple. All right, like Malachi says, he will return to his temple, not the temple of Zeus. That's what Sunday ultimately worship is. That's worshiping Zeus, the Son of God, and all of that. There's nowhere in Scripture where he says we'll come together on Sunday. I know it's difficult for you. Why is it difficult for you? Because you've been deceived. Yeah. He's done a great job. We will what? We will protect that lie, too.
Yeah,
we will get mad at you with that lie. Guess what that is? The spirit of Jezebel.
That's right.
Because she protected the idolatry. She would kill the prophets when they tried to come and teach the people.
That's right.
This thing is a wild rose culture, isn't it?
It's
not no little beautiful flowers and lovely. No, man. You know, you got to put on armor.
Yeah.
You got to make you. You got to be a soldier. This is a war. That's why. Why do you think Revelation says he makes war with those that keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ? You're a target. You're like the Obama, not Obama, but Bin Laden. You're one of the targets, man.
You're a target.
Yeah, you're a target when you do God's commandments and talking about Jesus. Ooh, you better believe it. And guess who's going to be going to dislike you the most?
That's right.
More than the
people
we love. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. You know what? Shouldn't we be keeping the commandments of God? Shouldn't we be doing that? Oh, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, do you even know him anymore? Yeah. Oh, I'm a fool. No, you lost your mind. You're crazy. You're crazy. Guess who else is up there crazy and lost their mind?
That's right.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. Sure stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you even listen? They was like, why did Perfectly say that to me? Why do you even listen to him?
Right.
Perfectly saying this is in the book. It's in there. They're like, why do you even listen to Jesus? Yeshua? He's nuts. He's crazy. He's got a spirit. Remember that? Amazing. Why? Because he brought the truth. He brought the truth. He brought that dividing sword. The mother is going to dislike daughter and father son and all that. Why? Because you're going to bring the truth. All righty? You're going to separate yourself from tradition. All right. Where were we, please? Where are we? That's a little... Okay, go ahead. Who was reading? Okay, continue, please.
Away first.
Mm-hmm.
And that man is then be revealed. It's not tradition.
Hallelujah. Who what?
Above all that is called God.
Hello. Did you hear that?
Wow.
Who opposes everything that's called God? Hey, Sunday brothers and sisters, let's stop doing Sunday and start doing Sabbath. No. Let's go away with it. Nailed to the cross. Let's stop doing Easter. Don't even say that word anymore. It's not even in the Bible. Alright?
Yeah.
Let's start doing Passover. It was Passover that was going on.
That's right.
Well, no, that's not what it means to me. It was opposed. That's why I said, man, you can. I know it's hard to accept. You know, I have families that are still doing something. I have families. So it's not like, no. And again, like people that were alcoholic, I can relate. Not saying I caused my sin. You can't relate to another alcoholic unless you were an alcoholic.
Right.
So I was a traditional Sunday person. Christmas trees, all of that. Easter eggs, all of that, you know? So I can talk about it.
Yeah.
All right? So that gives me the right to, because I was there, all right? But by the light of Yah, he pulled me out, according to Scripture, come out from among them, my people. Yah has his people still in that bed. Are all of them God's people? No. Unfortunately, not everyone is, all right? What did he say? Many are going to come to me in that day, saying, Lord, Lord, didn't I do this, that, and the other in your name? Now, who is it that holds out to us in the name of Jesus?
Christians.
Christians, period. We are the ones that do that. All right? So who's he talking to?
Us.
Christians. But what does he say? Depart from me, I never knew you. And who are who? Who comes to? You that were lawlessness. You that were against my law. Because he is the law. So, of course, he's going to say, you know, you don't know me because you never accepted me. All right. Real quick, man. Well, let's let them come in. All right. Here, I'm going to give you. All right, let me give you these 1, 2, 3, 4 scriptures, and then we'll go, okay? All right, I'm going to pick this up, the final of it next week. I know. Never enough time. All right. All righty. Continuing on, jump over real quick to 1 John. Yochanan, you want to read this? All right. Go to 1 John. You're going to go to chapter 2. What did you just say?
It's the what?
The last time.
What is that saying? He said it's the end time. Mm-hmm. Now remember, we talked about this before, so try to grab hold of this. God set up a 7,000 year plan. All right? You see it when he made the 7 days a week. We all know God could have made everything in it. Just like that, everything's already there. You know he did it first. Each 1,000 years have a meaning. Alright? Of course, the 7,000 years rest, seventh, that's 1,000 years of Messiah. Okay? And he's here. Alright? Alright? I'm not going to go into for time. But when you start counting up the 7 days of the week, right? Sunday is the first day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday is the seventh day of the week. Alright? What's in the middle of the week? What day? Number is that?
Four.
Representing 4,000 years. All right? That's the middle of the week. All right? Now, what happens immediately after the middle of the week? Now you're in the end time. You're heading toward the end times of the week. All right? That's toward the end of the week. Everything after the middle. All right? That's what happened. Messiah came in the 4,000th year of man. All right? Now, everything after him, there you are with the end times. That's why these apostles are talking about we are already at the end times now. All right. Already, sorry. All right. So this is not the end times. We're in the end of the end, but it had already started back then. All right. And there's other scriptures too that's going to talk about that. But for time's sake, go ahead and read 18 and 19, please. Listen.
Even now, there are many antichrists.
Hello. Did you hear what he just said? What John just said. There's already antichrists, guys. There are, it's already there. Keep reading.
Whereby we know that he is the last time.
See? Alright, is that 19?
Mm-hmm. I'll read it. They went out from us.
Wait. Y'all remember when I was talking about you're going to see, or said you're going to see, it's right in the church. Mm-hmm. That's where this is coming from. Not out there. Stop looking out there. No. It's going to be from us. Alright? What did you just read it again?
They went out from us.
Uh-huh.
But they were not of us.
Hello. Many are, what did it say? All Israel is what? Really, not Israel. Mm-hmm. All right? Remember the scripture says, I know the abomination or the blasphemy of those who say they are Yah's praises, but are not, but they are actually of the apostle of faith. In other words, anywhere. All right? But where were they going to be? Right there in the church. When Revelation happened, who were they talking to? He was talking to people in the church. All right? Jezebel, where was that? Right there in the church. You see? All right, keep reading.
They would no doubt have been. When they had been of us,
mm-hmm.
they would no doubt have been king with us.
Hallelujah.
But they went out that they might be made manifest.
Yep.
They were not all of us.
Did you hear that? Read that, Rachel. What verse is that? 19? Was that 19? Yeah.
They went out from us, but they were not of us.
Uh-huh.
For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us.
Uh-huh. That's right.
But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us.
Did you hear that?
That's right.
Remember the scripture says, the following must happen first, and then that man of sin be what? Manifest and revealed, which is exactly what he's talking about right here. They were not, so that what? They could be manifest, so they could be revealed. All right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because why? Because they're going to be teaching again what God said. All right? What is that? 1 John what?
2 John.
All right. All right. So again, so where is this Antichrist and all that?
Oh, he's going to come over from the UK. Oh, he's going to be in politics. God, you know that he's been talking about career. I mean, please, come on. All right. Now, guess what? They can have some folks who are close in the Christianity to be pushing them forward and get you to follow them. This is the man of God. I don't feel right in my spirit. We shouldn't be, and then you're going to follow sin because you're going to follow the rest of it. And that's why he says, come on out of them, come back away from my people.
Yep.
That's not Yahweh. The scripture says, God, the Spirit of Christ gathers. And I'm going to bring this out next week. He said, if you're not gathering with me,
you're scattering
and you're against me. Against what?
I got maybe 1 minute. I'm going to get every word. I'm going to get every drop of it. All right. Where were we? 1 John 2 and 22. What does that say? Uh-huh.
He is Antichrist.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? That's it? Go to 1 John. I think there's more to that. Go to 1 John 4 and 3. See, when it says that scripture, there's a scripture that says he's an Antichrist who denies that Jesus is coming in the flesh. How many have heard that before? You know, but there's more to that. I mean, because anybody can say Jesus came in the flesh, but that means they're not the Antichrist. I mean, think about that. Antichrist is going to say he came, because remember what Jesus said? They're going to say, I'm Christ.
That's right.
You see? So there's more to that than just somebody not being, I can't say that over here.
That's ridiculous. No. But if you deny that Yeshua is the Word of God, the power of the flesh, now you're going to have some problems. People are going to say, no, he is the power of the flesh. He brings forth. He does not do away with the law. Now you're going to start rubbing people the wrong way.
Yeah.
And then you will see these people have been seduced by the spirit of Antichrist. Did we count them out? No, because guess what? Scripture says, I'm going to give them time to repent. You see that? They will be able to still turn around. They can be rejecting it right now. I believe personally he gave that example in Paul. You remember Paul was totally against everything. He was totally against it all, right? And then what did he do? He wound up reading them.
Right?
Now Paul's one of the biggest writers that everybody loves to quote. You know? And I don't find it by coincidence that people who want to try to denounce the Sabbath and the peace of the Lord and all of that by the law, they quote Paul. Very interesting. But we have a warning because the scripture said, you know, Peter said, they twist his word to their own destruction. All right? Just last one. This is it. All right. And then I know you're sick of it, my voice, but just give me one last shot. I got to find it. All right. No. I'm not doing that. I'm doing something else. Let's see. Where is that one? Give me a second. I hope you were able to get something.
Yeah.
out of this thing here. Alrighty. Now go home and chew on it. I know it's a lot, but next week I should be able to finish it. Alright. It's gonna come back to me in a second, but we'll go ahead and stand. We'll stop right here, unless it comes back to me. There's only one little verse. Alright. Alrighty, God bless you. I guess he doesn't want me to share that one yet. I'll do it to next week, because I got to finish it all next week. So I'll make sure we get it all next week.
Amen.
Alrighty. Were you able to get something good?
Yeah,
out of this?
Hallelujah.
Okay, ma'am.
Oh.
A lie, but he
denies
that Jesus is the Christ.
No, ma'am. No, that was when we mentioned.
Well, I was
there. Yeah. But no, that's not the one. But we talked about that. Mm-hmm. There'll be people will be able to say, you know, that, but they won't be able to say he changed in the flesh. All right. That's why I said there's more to it. Okay. So let's see. Our website has a calendar. Alrighty, the calendar is posted up there. Sister Barbara called me and saw that I made a mistake that I missed. It's the Hebrew dates of was it September, October, November? It's somewhere in there. It's September, October, November of the Hebrew dates. Instead of putting 5780, I put 5779. I forgot to flip those. So that's really minor. I mean, the Hebrew year. Yeah, for those dates. It should be 80. But anyway, and then the other one should be like 81. But those are actually wrong. I don't really follow that much. In fact, they say they are off by anywhere between 200 and I think it's 240 years. Somewhere in there, between 200 and 240 years. We talked about it years ago, but so we're actually, you know, right on that 6,000 year. So we're ready, you know, literally, you know, so for that millennium to begin. So, and like I said before, remember the scripture says he can't return unless there's a great falling away. You guys, that falling away is happening.
Yesterday.
It's not going to happen in the future. It's already happened, guys. Alrighty? That's why the scriptures already told us, why didn't we see that while we were still in church? Think about it for a moment. Why didn't we read and see this? It's always been there, saying it's already happened. Alrighty? The falling away has already begun, way back then, because people were creeping in, bringing heresy, alrighty, and denying the Master. Alright, so again, it's already happened. Now it's time, it's those 3 days. Now it's time, like he said, destroy this temple, which they already tried to start doing. He says, and in 3 days, what is he going to do? Rebuild it again. And that's what's going on. That's why folks are coming and returning back to the Torah of God, because the spirit of Elijah has been sent out to restore, bring people back. Why? Because the Master is getting ready to crack the sky. He's going to return for his bride. Alrighty, that's why we're doing this. That's why there's a people running back to the Torah of the Lord, the true Torah. Alrighty, not the flesh version, which comes to this. Come on, let's get to this, you know, Yehoshai and all of this because of our skin color. False, false, run away, guys. That is bad error. Oh, you're Israelite. What happened to the scriptures that said a Jew is not a Jew outwardly? What happened to that? Where is that? What in the world? Again, deceivers, all of them. They have been deceived, alrighty? Is God's people there? Yeah, come out from among them, my people, alrighty? Yes, God's people could be there. There could be loved ones there going to some of those places right now that you may know. But guess what? If they are God's, he will one day, hopefully sooner than later, bring them out. Again, the scriptures must be fulfilled. Come out from among them, my people, and our fathers have inherited lies, alrighty? Yah is about gathering. He said, if you're not gathering with me, Israel is scattered in all four corners of the world, folks. All kinds of colors, alrighty? We're a virtual rainbow. It's no coincidence that God created the rainbow multiple colors, because the true color of the rainbow is liquid, clear light, alright? But it splits. When it splits, you see the different colors, alright? But light is one single color. With a prism, it splits off into all colors. Hence, here we are, multiple colored Jacob's coat of many colors. Alrighty? That's it. Let's go.